Just 6% of those surveyed in a new VPR Vermont PBS Rural Life survey said they had a major problem with access to broadband services. Another 14% said that not having broadband was a minor problem for them or their family. While these numbers may seem low, Vermont's telecommunications chief says the survey results line up accurately with the state's own data. But for the 6% who don't have quality internet, it's a big problem, both in terms of their work and their quality of life. Community-led efforts are increasingly filling the broadband void, as we hear from VPR's John Dillon.
The Collinsville Road section of Crassbury is remote, even by Northeast Kingdom standards. The long dirt road winds below Lowell Mountain. A mailbox appears occasionally, but mostly you drive by woods and fields.
Oh, I think I hear a backhoe coming.
Carol Maroney has lived out here for 35 years, and she's about to get an upgraded connection to the modern world.
I am Ben Kruger, and I'm here to dig a trench for some conduit to do a fiber hookup.
Kruger pivots his machine into place and starts tearing up sections of Maroney's lawn. The trench will hold a fiber optic line that will provide very high-speed internet. While Maroney does have service now, it's a slow DSL connection through Consolidated Communications. For Maroney, who's on the board of the Vermont Electric Co-op, it's just not fast enough to access documents online.
I can't even download the board packet. It's so constraining.
Living in a broadband backwater has affected her professionally as well. Maroney is a nurse and was considering a job doing quality review of Veterans Administration's medical records. But she learned her connection was too slow for this work.
That stopped the conversation because they said there was no way that I would be able to be effective in doing that. So,
it actually prevented you from getting work.
It did. It actually prevented me from getting a job. Yep.
The fiber optic line being installed to Maroney's house is the culmination of months of community meetings, planning, and many hours of grant writing.
This all started in Craftsbury because of really a grassroots effort by the community. And I think that is what's happening, is people want internet and find that they need it so much in their lives that there's a groundswell.
Maroney's fiber connection will tap into an internet infrastructure that is owned by public and private entities. The state owns fiber that gets part of the way to Collinsville Road. The town of Craftsbury owns another section of fiber. A private provider, Kingdom Fiber, leases the publicly owned lines and extended the fiber up the Collinsville Road. Michael Birnbaum is owner and operator of Kingdom Fiber, and he's at Maroney's place to oversee the installation. He says projects like this are essential for both economic development and to stem the population decline in rural Vermont.
One of the best solutions for keeping population is to provide opportunity, and you know, the Northeast Kingdom certainly needs development, and that's what we're about. And Craftsbury has been working on that for some time.
Many areas like this may already have basic DSL service, but that doesn't provide the nearly unlimited speeds that fiber to the home can offer. So the new community-based ventures often find themselves competing with for-profit companies.
The real question will be, can they sustain operations with the revenue that they generate? And it'll be interesting to see. I really think it'll be a test case.
Clay Purvis is the state's telecommunications director. He says the new providers have to compete on quality, customer service, as well as price. And he notes many of the community-backed projects like Craftsbury's are extending high-speed fiber into areas that for-profit companies decided already weren't worth it.
It's a question of demand. Are people going to leave Consolidated and switch to the fiber-based product? Consolidated offers kind of the economy broadband package. It's probably going to be cheaper than a new fiber package. So people are going to be choosing between economy and quality in a lot of ways.
But Purvis says the state built its fiber network in part to jumpstart efforts like Craftsbury, knowing that they would take risks to provide local service the big telecoms wouldn't. Birnbaum says Kingdom Fiber does need a critical mass of customers to sustain itself and grow. For competitive reasons, he doesn't want to say exactly how many new customers he's hooked up so far in Craftsbury, but he's confident because the project is a regional effort that will involve 22 towns.
So we have to hit critical mass, and we will because we're going to so many towns, and hopefully we will extend into the towns in the same way that we have in Craftsbury. But even without that, just following the state networks and serving a nice percentage of the people we pass, we'll get our critical mass and then some.
The Craftsbury broadband build-out prioritized routes around town that would serve as many businesses as possible. The Craftsbury General Store was recently hooked up, and the place serves as a community hub where almost everyone in town stops by at least once a day. That's where I met Jesse Upson, who's involved in several Craftsbury businesses, including a wellness center and a new bistro. Upson says the new broadband brought some basic improvements.
Oh, have music playing at the same time as doing a credit card.
Yeah.
And then all of our Airbnb guests are very happy, too, that they can continue their business while they're here.
Back at Collinsville Road, the trench digging has hit a slight snag. A sewer pipe, actually.
The sewer pipe goes right to the holding tank.
Did you break it?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I thought it was another rock. It's not a problem. It's,
no, I know. I'm good.
You'll have an upgraded sewer pipe.
Michael Birnbaum of Kingdom Fiber has been here all morning, and he seems unfazed by the mishap. He explains that most installations aren't this complicated because they don't involve buried lines, and the short section of sewer pipe will be easy to replace. And despite the snag, Carol Maroney seems delighted with the project. It is, she says, the community stepping in to provide what is now an essential service, just like electric cooperatives did in the 1930s, to bring power to rural areas long neglected by for-profit utilities.
We're finding that same problem now with internet. And so it's, you know, people want it. And I think when it's there and available, people will sign up for it and it'll be worthwhile.
And more of these community projects will be launched in the years ahead. A bill passed this spring made grant money available to plan projects like the one in Craftsbury. And Vermont now has a new state-backed loan program to get them built. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Craftsbury.